Locker Room Chats continue here on KNZA 103.9. Another go-around with Hiawatha head coach, that is Michael Downard. It is presented by Carl's Body Shop. Coach, it's been a tough stretch. You go to Concordia last week, and you saw Clay Center the week before that, a couple of North Central Kansas League opponents. And, you know, speaking about the game against Concordia last week, 38-12, they're able to get the win. What were a few key takeaways from the loss last week?
Well, you know, I was pretty proud of Alex Pyle. We had kind of our two-quarterback deal here. We played Ashton Rocky a little bit there, too. Alex came in, did a good job for us. You know, worried about him as being a sophomore, you know, playing juniors and seniors. But, you know, I thought he did a nice little job. Unfortunately, he did get hurt, so we're probably looking at Ashton being the quarterback. Kind of had a revolving door here this year at quarterback. But, you know, I thought we tried to be physical, you know, at half. It was, I think it was 16-6 or, you know, fairly close at half. I thought our guys did a great job battling the first half. You know, second half, they just kind of hit some big plays. We kind of had a few breakdowns defensively. You know, but overall, with where we're at and the kids that are playing, I thought we did an okay job. You know, we just, you know, that's been kind of our motto is, you know, we know we got a lot of guys out, but, you know, next man up and other guys got to step in. And, you know, I thought they did a good job with our young people stepping in.
Yeah, and who have been some of those young guys who have stepped up and kind of, you know, surprised you a little bit? You've had a lot of injuries throughout the course this year. Who have been some guys that have kind of stepped up and have stood out to you?
Yeah, well, of course, you know, Alex Pyle, he's done a nice job for us. He actually ended up playing some linebacker, too, defensively. You know, Cam Winder, Jose, there's some sophomores, Jose Valencia, there's some linemen, some bigger type guys. We played as kind of linebacker, D-line, O-line. So those guys have done a good job stepping up for us. I'm sure there's others that I'm forgetting, but, you know, those are the three that come to the top of my mind when we're talking about young kids.
When it's been a difficult stretch, and you guys obviously started the year 0-2, but, you know, have gone through this difficult stretch with games against Holton, Clay Center, and Concordia, do you feel like the guys that are still, you know, healthy and still playing each week, still given the right mindset, and they're coming to practice with that right mindset each week?
Yeah, you know, that's kind of what we've been battling, unfortunately. You know, we as coaches, we kind of look back, and we've had to change things to practice. We can't just expect them to, you know, go full tilt all the time of practice anymore. You know, we've had, unfortunately, had some more injuries, had two last week of practice. So, you know, we've kind of had to change some ways that we've done things. But within that, you know, we don't want the kids to think that we're changing because we're giving up, or we're just trying to change things and really get back to fundamentals instead of so much team time and trying to get better at the little things and bring our young kids along.
Hiawatha has another challenge this week. They're back at home, and they welcome in Rock Creek. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Hiawatha football coach. That is Michael Downard. It is presented by Carl's Body Shop. It's a very challenging opponent this week, I should say, in Rock Creek. This is a Mustangs team that's 4-1 on the year. Their lone loss was to Southeast of Saline by two touchdowns in week one, who's considered right now, maybe besides Nemaha Central, the top team in 2A, and then they've won four straight coming off a win against Marysville. What's the biggest challenge that this Rock Creek team's going to present?
Well, they're skill guys. They got a great quarterback. They got great skill guys. You know, I'm not taking anything away from their line. I think they're, you know, across the board, they're a really good team offensively and defensively. But, you know, standing out on film, the skill guys, quarterbacks, you know, they have a great system. They operate it well. The kids are confident with what they're trying to do. They make good decisions. So, I mean, just a really good team overall.
And it's going to be a challenge for the back end of your defense, because with the skill guys that they have and the offense that they run, they certainly have one of the most potent passing attacks in the state, with one of the best quarterbacks in the state in terms of how many passing yards he's thrown for this year. So talk about the preparation for your back end and what you're trying to teach them this week to get set for a matchup like this.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, you know, during practice, because we don't have the athletes. You know, our scout team doesn't have the athletes that they're going to see, that, you know, varsity is going to see on Friday. But we try to do some things coverage-wise, maybe, you know, do some things we haven't quite shown on film yet. You know, just try to get our kids, you know, in a different position or in the right position, just in alignment, and be able to try to, you know, maybe not think so much, just be able to react and play a little bit. You know, last year I thought we had quite a few things in coverage-wise, seemed confused at times or couldn't get lined up at times. So that's kind of been our thing this year is, you know, we got an alignment assignment, make sure we're lined up right, know what we're doing, and just go execute.
Finally, Coach, a few keys to get a win this week.
Well, we got to play well up front. Again, you know, we spent a lot of time on that the last couple weeks. You know, those are our linemen are the kids that we haven't really lost. So, you know, my expectation for them has kind of gone up, and I think they're holding themselves to a little bit higher standard as well. So, you know, line play. Defensively, we got to be able to slow them down. You know, it's going to be tough to stop them from scoring, but we got to make them earn it. Keep the ball in front. We've got to be better tacklers than we were last week. So, you know, blocking, tackling, got to be better. Got to be able to line up right, lineman assignment. So if we can do those things, I think we'll give ourselves a chance.
That's Hiawatha head coach Michael Downer joining us again. They get Rock Creek at home on Friday. Very difficult test. One of the top teams in 3A rolling into Hiawatha this week. Coach, our conversation brought to you by Carl's Body Shop. We appreciate it as always. Good luck this week, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Yep, appreciate it. Thank you.